Hashtag you don't have to be Jewish.
So Mike was talking about this wonderful thing happening in the skies and on the roads on Sunday. And he mentioned a particular helicopter pilot, and we have him on the show, Joel Newhouse, who I know in a personal capacity. And yeah, he's one of my favorite people because he's got literally a human being with a heart of gold, which is what we get to meet at the DL Link as well and within the community. Just pretty extraordinary. So, so great to have Joel on the show. Joel, how are you? And welcome, welcome, welcome.
Hello, Nix. I'm not sure if I'm coming through.
Loud and clear.
Okay, perfect. It doesn't show on my phone. So well, great. I just heard what Mike's got to say. Yeah, interesting and important.
So Joel, Mike's talking about Sunday, but you have a long-standing relationship with the DL Link. This is certainly not the first Sunday you've been called by Michelle. Also, you get that phone call and, you know, you come on board, as do people in the community, which is always extraordinary. How far back do you go? How far back does the relationship with the DL Link go?
So, Nix, I actually, when you asked me that question, I went into the file, and it goes back to 2016, where there was Michelle had something for kids and people, in fact, with cancer from King David. So we landed at on the field, King David High School, which was my old high school. And we took adults and children who were currently going through. So it goes back to 2016, which is 8 years, really. In 2017, I got another call from Michelle. There was a chap called Josh Castle. We landed in Crawford, a friend of mine and I, a guy called Douglas Fleece and I, we landed in Crawford and we picked up Josh and some of his friends for a ride. And then we actually took his brother and one friend back with us to Rand Airport. We flew over Josh's house and he passed shortly thereafter. And it's just, for whatever reason, I've never really forgotten Josh, you know, not the person nor the name. And interestingly enough, that was also in May, to the extent that Google Memories sends you things that happen either during a specific year or a specific month. And a day or so after speaking to Michelle, the picture of Josh in the chopper popped up and I sent it to Michelle. So it's just amazing how these things kind of live with you, and they're so important. They're very important moments.
Wow, that's pretty extraordinary with the memory, as you say, and in May. And Josh, I remember so well. I remember Josh coming into the studio. I remember Josh loving donuts. And of course, the DL Link will go out of their way to make sure that their warriors get what they want. And I remember people running around getting the donuts for Josh, and the excitement around your helicopter landing it at Crawford. Just pretty special, Joel. And, you know, just sharing these stories, because for some people, they only now being introduced to the DL Link. And they don't realize just how long the DL Link has been around for, how many cancer warriors and their families have been the beneficiaries of such kindness and such love and such caring. And you fall into that category, Joel. So on Sunday, tell us what happened. What led up to this, these beautiful rides that you took all these lovely warriors on?
So I got a call from Michelle to say, listen, they're having this thing on Sunday and would I please fly some people? Said, no problem. So getting the logistics together is always quite interesting. But we met a young family, Ephthimio family. I picked them up from Yeshiva College, drove them through to Rand Airport. It was father, mother, and the young son. The young son is Dimitri. They lost their other son, a four-year-old, Stelio, previously. So, that's a tragedy, as you can just imagine. And took them to the airport. We went around with the different helicopters, showing them things within the helicopter we were going to fly. Popped them in. We put mom in the front seat. And then dad was at the back with my sister Linda and his son. And we flew from there to Yeshiva, which is just really over the kopi. We did a bit of a flight around because they had a Lag BaOmer celebration at Jabula as well. So it was very nice for them to see. Landed on the field when the rotors stopped and the family got out. As Mike was saying earlier, they were greeted by kids from King David dancing and singing around them, which was amazing and emotional. And probably them being of Greek descent, you know, they just joined in, whether it was the Hora or Zorba, the Greek, it's probably the same sort. But it was really special to see. After a while, we then took different loads. We took Jesse and his family with some other people. And then we took a load of boys and a load of girls with certain parents. And then on the way back, we took a chap called Sean Musica and his son Saul, and with some other kids. And in the front, we had the DL Link driver Charlie, who had never flown before, and just watching him and his eyes and looking around, and especially when we lifted off, and he saw I suppose the ground through the glass or the plexiglass. On our floor, to watch the different reactions from people that have never flown, from the kids that were very excited. It's amazing. It's amazing for them, no doubt. And for me as the pilot, it's hugely amazing. Obviously, flying for me has been a dream since I was a child. And doing it is, I've got to pinch myself every time. So I can just imagine when other kids or even adults fly. I would assume most have never flown in a chopper, aeroplanes, yes. And it's an amazing experience for them and certainly for me. And if they have the photographs, and hopefully it pops up on their Google memories at different stages in their lives and it brings back happy memories, then, you know, then our work is done. There's only so much that we can do. We can't assist on the medical side, these families that are going through what they're going through. But if we can brighten their day just for a while, then that's huge. It's great for them and it's certainly great for me.
Oh, that's just so well put, Joe. I just love what you've said, really. And yeah, and for so many of them, these first moments that are heartwarming and beautiful and fun and exhilarating, and for moments you forget about everything else and you're so in that exciting moment, and to be a part of that is extraordinary. But as you said, I mean, it's no easy feat getting the helicopter up in the urban areas. Does it take a lot to prepare, Joel? I mean, to land in the middle of Joburg, what kind of prep do you need for that?
Well, you need permission. You've got to get permission from JMPD. You have to get permission from CAA, and obviously permission from the place that you're landing at. And then in addition to that, I always Google Earth, where we're going to be going, so that I've got an idea of what's around. Also what places look like, because, you know, when you're driving, that's one thing. When you're in the sky, you know, buildings kind of look the same, or little bits of land look the same. So I always Google Earth to get a very good idea. Then I met people, Michelle and the chaps from on site, so that I see the site itself, you know, where are there trees or cables, et cetera, et cetera. You know, for me, safety is paramount. And I think once you do your checks and your preparations, then generally the rest goes well. I never kind of just climb in and say, oh, well, you know, I'll pop it into the GPS and I hope I'll find it. I'm just not, I'm not that cavalier. I'm too anal for that. So there is a fair amount of preparation that goes in. And also there's a huge responsibility, you know, taking strangers with you. You don't know how they'll react. You want to make sure that they are safe. You want to make sure that you are safe for them and their families. So there's a lot that goes into it, Nix. But I love it. Absolutely love it. You know, always the night before, I spend a good few hours going through startups, shutdowns, emergencies, reactions, and then again in the morning, so that it's fresh in my head, irrespective of how often I fly. I do it anyway. And as I said, it's a huge responsibility. You know, as you know, I recently lost my dad, and a friend of mine who also lost his mom fairly recently was speaking to me last week after her funeral. He said, you know, you walk past the different gravestones and it says doctor this, professor that, or whatever the person's name might be. And ultimately, it's all very nice, but it's short-lived, excuse the pun. And once you check out, you're gone. So it's really, what can you do once you're alive? It's the memories that you create for others, and hopefully we create more better memories than not. And we need to go out of our way to make a difference to, obviously, to our lives, our families, and to those strangers around us who we don't even know, like Sunday's flight. Everyone really, to me, was a stranger. I had no idea who they were. But to be able to share this with him and to spread a bit of excitement and love is huge. And that's what we got to do, I suppose, between now and that final day when the conductor clips our ticket and kicks us off the train. We've got to make as much of a difference as we can. And as I say, he's got a positive difference.
Yeah, amen to that, Joel. Thank you so much. Yeah. Hugely inspiring. Yeah. So great having you on the show. Thanks for everything you do, you know, for always being there, picking up the phone when Michelle calls. And yeah, creating those amazing, exciting firsts for so many of the warriors and their families. We appreciate it, Joel. Take care.
Awesome, Nick. Thanks, Nick. Ciao.
Great having you on the show. Ciao, ciao.
Thank you.
Joel Newhouse, just amazing. And as Joel said, I mean, we're here for this short time. Let's make the most of it. Let's create amazing memories. Reach out and help where we can.